Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. We had a conversation with Howard Tolman earlier. We were talking about electric vehicles and how Elon Musk seems to have taken his eye off the ball when it comes to that and focusing on Twitter and a few other issues. But the goal is more electric vehicles on the roads. But what does that mean when it comes to funding the bridge projects, the road projects? I mean, let's face it, motor fuel taxes seem to make up most of the money. They're the backbone of state funding for road and bridge projects. Mark Pullis is a board member on the board of directors for the Illinois Economic Policy Institute. What are we talking here? If we reach the governor's goal of putting electric vehicles on the road, what kind of money does that mean, well, saved or lost, depending on who's on what side?
Well, good afternoon, Lisa. Good afternoon, Steve. Thanks for having me today. So what it means is over the next 10 years, we're talking about a loss of somewhere in the neighborhood of $4.3 billion in infrastructure spending lost in the state of Illinois.
And how many electric vehicles would have to be on the road for that to happen?
Well, it's really twofold. So, you know, when you talk about infrastructure funding shortfalls, it really has to do with two different factors. One, what we're talking about today, electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles. So we're talking about a loss of about $1.1 billion due to that. But even worse than that is a $3.2 billion loss over the next 10 years based on CAFE standards. So these are federal fuel efficiency standards. So every time that changes or they raise the fuel efficiency of vehicles where the manufacturers have to meet those requirements, lowers the amount of funding that comes in. As you can imagine, if you fill up and you're now getting 30 or 40 or 50 gallons or 50 miles to the gallon, it's less money in motor fuel taxes.
So a new report is out, and this report talks about that issue. And in that report, they talk about a VMT tax. Can you tell me what that's all about?
Sure. It's a vehicle miles traveled tax. You know, in this report, I mean, we don't advocate for any particular position. You know, we've come up with, and I think it's been pretty widely reported over the country, three ways to, you know, make up that shortfall. One is VMT. Another is higher registration fees on anything that's electric or hybrid vehicles. And another one would be something like a kilowatt per hour fee at public charging stations. As it relates to the vehicle miles traveled, you know, much like Oregon was the state that really invented the motor fuel tax, you know, they really are at the forefront of this, which is instead of charging somebody for motor fuel taxes, you would charge somebody for the miles that they actually drive. So think of it like I-Pass, for example, right? You know, we convert those toll roads, 200 and some miles of toll roads in northern Illinois. We pay somewhere in the neighborhood of seven some odd cents per mile to drive. But instead of paying it per mile, we're just paying it at a toll booth.
Mark Pullis is a board member on the board of directors for the Illinois Economic Policy Institute. We're talking about the goal of getting EV vehicles, electric vehicles on the road in Illinois and how that's going to affect the funding for infrastructure and road building and that type of thing. The VMT tax, is that in effect in other states?
Yeah, so it's been pretty widely used now as pilot programs. You've got places like California, a lot of folks on the East Coast. Most of the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed by Congress just last year and the last couple times they've passed bills, there have also been, you know, millions of dollars that have been put in place. There's been an organization called the Mileage-Based User Fee Alliance, MBUFA, that's been around for, boy, I'd say nearly 10 years now, that really studies not just in this country, but in the world. Everyone, I mean, places like Germany and other places have had, you know, these types of vehicle miles traveled programs in place literally for decades. And, you know, what some people think is, you know, there's only one way, and that's to track the car. And quite honestly, there's just not. I mean, there's a multitude of ways that you could do this. You could charge people that didn't want any kind of a device in a car. You just charge them a flat fee, right, based on the higher end of what the average driver drives in a year. You know, you could have, there's technology out there where you can take a picture of an odometer and upload that on a monthly basis to pay that, and it's 99.999% accurate. Or You could pay the lesser amount and actually have a device in a car that actually tracks it, like an iPass otherwise would.
I don't know, Mark. I don't like devices in my car that are monitored by other people. I think you're going to get pushback on that. Isn't there another way?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there is. Doing this vehicle miles traveled, there are other states that are doing this right now whereby, like I said, one of the technologies is taking a picture of the odometer. One of it is self-reporting. And then, on the sale of the vehicle, if the odometer doesn't match, I mean, there's a whole variety. And the beauty to it is that it's driver choice. Right. If the driver wants nothing to do with, but just wants to pay the fee, it's kind of like the tollway system now. I mean, if you don't want a transponder in your car, you certainly don't have to have one. You do pay the higher of the fee not to have one. The same would be true with vehicle miles traveled. If you didn't want any kind of device, you don't have it. That's your own choice. You could choose how to pay.
Mark Pulis is a board member on the board of directors for the Illinois Economic Policy Institute. We're talking about the impact electric vehicles will have when it comes to the motor fuel tax, which funds road building and many other things. I just renewed my registration, Mark. It was $150. You said that is one of the options that maybe that price would go up. I think of my friends in California, and based on the year their car was made, they might pay $800 or $900. Is that something you see in our future?
Yeah, well, what I see in our future is there needs to be a solution. We're coming out of we're about halfway through a $45 billion rebuild Illinois capital bill. We doubled the gas tax some years ago. We raised the registration fees by about 50%. And quite honestly, all that did was take us where we should have been all along, up to where inflation met the funding needs of the state of Illinois. So certainly something needs to be done. We can't continue to raise these CAFE standards. We can't continue to push, every single policy at a state and federal level, from Rebuild Illinois to reimagining electric vehicles to CEJA to the federal bipartisan infrastructure bill, and keep advocating for electric and hybrid vehicles and do nothing to fix the shortfall that's going to become prevalent in this state over the next 10 years due to these types of policies. So something's going to have to give.
Sounds like you're in a car right now, electric vehicle or not?
Of course not.
All right. Thanks for jumping on the show with us. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Tom Skilling is talking about the snow drought. The numbers he'll share with you are pretty amazing. And do you think Tom Skilling is a Cubs fan or a Sox fan? We'll find out next, after Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.